Books on Tape presents The Art of Aging, A Doctor's Prescription for Well-Being, by Sherwin B. Newland, read by Arthur Morey. Father Time is not always a hard parent, and though he tarries for none of his children, often lays his hand lightly upon those who have used him well. Charles Dickens, Barnaby Rudge, 1841. Chapter 1. An Incident in the Subway. About 5 years ago, I had a brief experience that since then has helped me to tell the difference between nurturing a sense of vibrant good health and nurturing the delusion of being still young. Put somewhat differently, I learned that a man of advanced years who has never felt himself hemmed in by chronology should nevertheless not allow himself to forget his chronology entirely. The event took place late on a September afternoon, when I, along with my wife and younger daughter, had just entered a New York subway car at the Times Square station. Pushed forward by the advancing throng of rush-hour passengers, we were crammed together single file, with 19-year-old Molly in the middle and me packed in behind her. Between my back and the doors stood someone whom my peripheral vision had recognized only as a tall, broad-shouldered man, perhaps in his late 30s. No sooner had the train gotten underway than the fellow's bare right arm reached around past me, its hand extending forward in an obvious attempt to make contact with Molly's buttocks. As taken aback as I was by the man's brazenness, I did have the presence of mind to do what any father might. I pressed my body rearward just firmly enough to push him up against the car's door, putting Molly...